Sunday night, Shir and Maseches Ketubos, and I want to recant my Pshat and Tosfos because I realized a lot of things tie together. For example, there's a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, really, that we didn't talk about. Well, Rashi learns that Chutz Mitzinim Upachim means that they can come Bipshia. Right? Tzinim Upachim can come Bipshia, and that means that other things, wait, they can come Bipshia, they can come Bidei Shemayim, but they can come Bipshia also. And that would mean, according to Rashi, that other things could never come Bidei Adam, right? Only Bidei Shemayim. Right? It's only through a Gzeira.
Did the Rav say the Rashi? I just want to know if you... The short one. That's a little Rashi. I just want to know if the Rav saw it or not. If the Rav didn't see it, I don't want the Rav to look at it. But if he did see it, I just wanted to know if he saw it. Okay, we can. I don't want to... We tried to figure it out. It's very difficult.
Okay, so... Belina, after we finish Rashi Tosfos, then you'll see, you'll be able to read it smoothly. You'll wonder whatever bothered you about it. So again, according to Rashi, Tzinim Pachim is sometimes Bipshia, sometimes Bidei Shemayim, and that's what we call it. And when the Gemara says Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, that sometimes come Bipshia. That means other things cannot come Bipshia, according to Rashi. They can only Bidei Shemayim. Yes, according to Rashi. Because Rashi says Chutz Mitzinim Pachim Shepa'omim Bo'am Bipshia. Now, but from Tosfos, obviously,
according to Rashi, could it be a binyanav? It's the part that has to be dafka, could it just be binyanav?
Well, we're going to see. Okay. We're going to see the Rambam Shita. The Rambam talks about people getting sick. And the Rambam, we'll see in a second. I want to get to the Rambam and say, according to the Rambam, learned like Rashi, but the Rambam extrapolated that it's lav dafka tzinim upachim. But I want to go by Draka. So according to Rashi, Tzinim Upachim are sometimes Bipshia, sometimes Bidei Shemayim, and other things will never be Bidei Adam. They will always be with a specific Zeras Shemayim. Tosfos, though, is mamish the other way around. Because Tosfos says that I call Bidei Shemayim, Tosfos thought meant that it's always Bidei Shemayim, the way we're saying Rashi learns. And therefore he asks, that means, and Tosfos says that's true. What does Tosfos say? That means that Tosfos is saying that Akol Bidei Shemayim is if there's no pshia, avok shemavien olav min hashemayim ba'ones efshar lo lishmar. That means other things could be bidei adam if it's pshia, and they could be bidei shemayim ba'ones. Avol tzinim upachim lo olam al lo yavo olav ba'ones imrotza lizoyer. Right, only pshia. So that means Tosfos and Rashi are clashing. Rashi learns Tzinim Upachim are sometimes Bidei Shemayim and sometimes Bipshia. That means, according to Rashi, just follow the thread, other things are Dafka Bidei Shemayim. That means, according to Rashi, if you go next to someone and he just, and you say, you know, breathe on me, cough on me, right? You're not necessarily going to get his disease, even with germs, according to Rashi. We'll see the Rambam. But according to Rashi, you won't necessarily get sick unless it's a Gzeira Shemayim that you'll get sick. According to Tosfos, it's the other way around. And then I want to take back what I said about Tosfos, because I see this in Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos Taka says that Akol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim means they could be, that's what means it could be Bidei Shemayim and it could be Bidei Adam. That means Tosfos is not like the Chayvus Halachos. Tosfos is saying L'chora, that's the Lashon HaTosis, and it would seem that way because it's, like, that's the difference between Rashi and Tosis. And you see clearly Rashi and Tosis are talking differently. Rashi says, Chutz Mitzina Mupachim, that could come through Pshia, and Tosis says, Chutz Mitzina Mupachim, that can't come through Shemayim, right? It's totally up to a person. But other things, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Now, there's nothing theologically difficult.
Tosis is in one side.
Tosis, what?
The line of Tosis is just said that.
Yeah, but then the other side has to.
Olam al yavola v'onas imrotsuli zaher. Does that mean the other side is also, in other words, it will never. If he's careful, it won't happen. But it can. If he's not careful, it can happen or not happen.
No. Yeah, well, that's for sure true, but it's coming through his Pshia. If it happens, it's coming through his Pshia, Tyson says. It's called Bidei Adam. It's coming through his Pshia. Tyson calls that Avadai
Shabbat.
Tyson says both sides. He says, Yochol Lishmar Atzmo. Even other things, not Sinem Upachim. The person is Yochol Lishmar Atzmo Min HaPshia and Yodol. And biyodol hamisatzvo, he can do both. Through his pshia, he could cause something to happen to him. Through his pshia, he can cause something to happen to him. And if he watches himself, then it won't happen to him unless it's gzeira shamayim.
Both ways, Yavada.
Yeah. Now, I think the chayvus halvavus. I think Tosfos is talking not like the chayvus halvavus. The chayvus. Because Tosfos calls it Bidei Adam. That's what I was thinking. That's why I want to be Chayzer. If it was together, the Chayvus Halvavus, Tosfos says, theologically, this is not difficult. This is not like, can Hashem make a rock he can't pick up? There's no big brainer here. All we're saying is that Hashem, we accept, for example, that Hashem gave a person Bechira. We accept that. We don't have a we may not understand it. We may not, like, understand how it could be.
By the way, where do we get it from usually?
What?
We have Bechira. I'm just stumped. Saying, where?
That's the foundation of.
I know, but everybody says because of Kobi de Shemaim, Kusim de Shemaim.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Tosfos doesn't hold like that.
Okay. We know it from the story of Adam and Chava, that a person has Bechira.
Say it. I'm just saying, it's okay. There's a Chiddush Nifari. Tosfos doesn't hold that.
I don't know why you say that, but we'll see when we get to the end of the place.
Sorry.
We accept the fact that Hashem carved out an area that he seemingly doesn't control. That he doesn't control. Doesn't control. Seemingly doesn't control. We don't know. We don't know what the emes is. He certainly knows what you... No.
Seemingly.
Why seemingly?
Hashem controls everything all the time. Constantly.
Okay, that's what you hold. But
no,
many, okay, it's not what you hold. I'm sorry.
I
don't know.
Hashem recreates the world every second.
Do you know I'm talking about Bechira?
What?
Bechira, I'm talking about. You're saying there really is no Bechira, it's a mirage.
No, what?
You're saying there really is no Bechira, it's a mirage?
The ability to act on Bechira is all when you're up to a second.
Talk about Bechira.
Act is a different.
It's just a little spark in your brain.
Talk about Bechira. Good.
I'm
talking about Bechira.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
You don't have to say the word seemingly. There's nothing wrong with saying that Hashem carved out an area where you're in control. Whether, to whatever degree it is, doesn't matter. Even the most infinitesimal spark of a decision. But Hashem doesn't control that decision. Hashem controls your decision what job to take if there's no Bechira involved. If it's not Tov V'ra, so when you're deciding whether to become an electrician or whether to become a plumber, really Hashem is controlling that decision. Why? Because he's deciding if you should be an usher or an ani. So if you're going to become, an electrician or a lawyer. So if you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be an ani. And if you're going to be a plumber, you're going to be an usher. We all know that.
I don't know, plumber's rates are pretty high.
Not every decision is Bechira, right? And therefore, I believe, that Hashem controls every decision that's not Bechira-oriented, that's not Tov V'ra. And he has a reason. He's pushing you. Just like I spoke about it once, Shabbos. You come up with an idea, like you figure something out, and you have no idea how it got there, like it wasn't there before. And certainly, from what I know, the chokhmah of the brain, they do not understand. You know, memory, they know there's a part of the brain that's memory. Like where in the brain, that electrical impulse, where or how it comes up with a new idea, like that's like taka. And that is taka heaven sent, that's what we believe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends ideas down to people. Sometimes he sends ideas down to people in certain generations. He wants electricity to be discovered, so he sends an idea. He wants America to be discovered. He sends Christopher Columbus an idea, right? If it's not Bechira Tov Ra, it's controlled by Hashem, totally. Bechira is not, there's an area that Hashem carved out that he doesn't control. Now, and I wouldn't use the word seemingly. The Chavis Halvavis himself says that it's only the decision-making process. After that, it's certainly up to Hashem if you're going to carry it out or not. That's back in Hashem's ballpark. But so what? There's an area that's not controlled by Hashem. This is, I mean, you know, we say the words, and I say we don't have a problem theologically. I just mean we don't have a problem saying the words. We don't feel like I'd be cursing when we say that. But really, theologically, we don't have a problem, but philosophically, it is a very, very, very difficult concept. Because if you have a healthy idea of what Hashem is, it really is impossible. How could Hashem, like, it's impossible. It's not just a question of Hashem's idea that's a kasha. I don't even understand the Rambam. The truth is, like, that's the easy one. Okay, idea, Bechira, they give terutzim. A much more, I guess the Rambam deal with philosophy. A much more philosophical question is, how can Hashem withdraw from anything? It's like, that's like the rock he can't pick up. That by definition should be an impossibility. It's just as difficult though to understand how Hashem made the world. And that takes Kabbalistic concepts about Tzimtzum, how Hashem made something exist other than he himself. And there we do use the word seemingly, because they don't really exist objectively. Nothing has objective existence except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there we say there's a Sod HaTzimtzum, where Hashem withdrew within himself. Those are the English words that are used, withdrew, and left room for something else to exist. How Hashem does it. This is the rock that he can't pick up, by the way. This is the real, the rock that he can't pick up is like a joke, because that's a silly question. It's a silly question because, of course, he cannot make a rock he can't pick up. But just because we use the word can't, that doesn't imply chisaron. That's the trick of that question, that we are programmed that the word can't means it's a chisaron. You're weak. You can't do something.
I would have almost used the word won't as opposed to can't.
No, I would use can't, but I would say that's a gevurah. That's not a chalishus, it's a gevurah. Hashem can't make a rock that he can't pick up. It's like saying, could Hashem make himself not exist? It's a silly question, I think. Because he can't make himself not exist, but not because he can't do something. Yeah, you can't do something. That's babyish. He can't make himself not exist because he exists. Right? So he can't make a rock he can't pick up because he can do everything. Not because he can't do something, because he can do anything. So it's like saying, can Hashem make himself not exist? So that's why I call it a silly question. A trick question. That's silly, but a trick question. It just uses the word can't, and we're programmed when we hear the word can't to think chalishus. But the word can't doesn't mean chalishus in that sentence. It means gevura. He can't make a rock that he can't pick up. But a taka, a very, very deep question, is how can Hashem carve out an area? This is the rock he can't pick up. And Hashem carved out an area where he's not involved, which it would really be usher to say, except that the Gemara says, "Akol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ira shemayim." It would be like usher to say, but and But all the Sfarim say there is such a thing. Now, so I have no problem if Taisa Shita is not like the Chaimus Halvavus. And I think now, I'm recanting, and I think Taisa's Bapashmas. Taisa's means what he says, Bapashmas. That Hashem carved out an area, another area to give a person control. And that is, Biyodo Lahomis Asatzmo, and Biyodo Lishmor Atzmo Menasakono. You could bend over backwards and say that's Bechira, because that's Tov Ra, because it's Osir to do. No, it's not Mashman Taisis like that. Not Mashman Taisis like that, I have to say. It's Mashman Hashem said, look, you have the ability to harm yourself. So you're not allowed to. You have the ability to harm yourself. Now, the Chavis Halvavus is taken not like Taisis. The Chavis Halvavus, by the way, was way before Taisis. Because Halvavus was before a century before Rashi. So we're not talking about Michtam Elios is not like Taisis. We're talking about Chavis Halvavus was a Talmud of the Gaonim, right? From the first of the Rishonim, the Talmud of the Gaonim. He says Beferish, and we just learned it, that a person's ability to harm himself is the exact same thing as a person's ability to harm someone else. And the Chavis Halvavus then says, just like you can't harm someone else, unless there's a Gzeirah Shamayim. We firmly believe, I hope it's firmly, we believe, according to the Chavis Halvavus, that if I punch you in the nose and you bleed, your nose was going to bleed at that moment anyway. I chose, like Paro, to do a bad deed, and I became the agent of carrying out Hashem's will. But as the Ramban says in Chumash Brachos, since Hashem was not mitzaveh me to do it, so the fact that I'm an agent of Hashem's will to carry out what's Gzeira Shamayim is not relevant in exonerating myself. I did something wrong. I punched him in the nose. Chavis Halvavus says a person harming himself is the exact same thing as a person harming someone else, and you can't do it if there's no Gzeira Shamayim. That means you can try to commit suicide, you could try to harm yourself, you can do whatever you want, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work unless there's Gzeira Shamayim. How did the Chavis Halvavus learn this Gemara of Lolam al Yad Ratum Bakum Sakana? So I would say that, I would say what we said in Tosfos the other day, that it's Osir. You're not allowed to cross a highway without looking. Hashem doesn't want you to do that. Hashem, just like Hashem wants you to go to work and earn money, Hashem wants you to go through the natural process of things that the Chavis Halvavus explains. It's called Ishtadlus. So it's also Ishtadlus to have bars on your windows and not to walk by a kir notui. So he would learn you're not allowed to do it, and therefore, if you do it, it might very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the natural consequence of that action to be your punishment for violating the Isser. That's what I was saying to Chavis Halvavus. But the Toys is not mashma like that. Toys is takamashma that Hashem carved out an area that's bidei odom, and that is the ability to harm oneself. Chutz mitzinim upachim. That is only bidei odom. If you wear a sweater, you're not going to catch cold. Something like that.
How's it from our sugi? I'm just wondering.
What?
How does it fit back into our original sugi? In other words, our arba mises based in is bidei odom.
It is.
Yes. That's our whole gemara.
No, it's not.
That's our whole sugi.
It's bidei shemayim. The gemara asks.
No, arba mises based in bidei.
Oh. When Bezdin gives it, I don't know if that's called Bidei Odom or Bidei Shemayim. That's an onesh. The Torah doesn't talk about that.
I thought that was our point.
No, the actual Mises Bezdin when there's Eidim Basra and Bezdin gives Misa.
Is Misa Bidei Odom, Misa Bidei Shemayim. That's
Zer Shav. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you meant. Yeah. Yeah, so what?
I'm just trying to understand how that fits now in terms of what I'm defining.
That's a different context. That bidei odom doesn't mean that the person decides to kill him, and it's murder.
That's our goal, right? Isn't that the point of why we're doing all this?
Certainly, before the person was mechalel Shabbos, that has to do with bechira and onesh. The onesh of Bezdin. Okay, let's use the process of elimination. there was certainly no gzeira on this person from Shemayim to get Misa before he was Mechal Shabbos. Right? We all agree on that. There might be Yediya, but since he contracted the Chi of Misa because he was Mechal Shabbos, so that means it's Bechira. So there was no Gzeiras Misa on him before. Now, after Bezdin Paskin, he's Mechuyev Misa. So, Bepoil in this world, it's called Bidei Adam because we're killing him because we Paskin is Mechuyev Misa. So, we're going to call it Bidei Adam, not Bidei Shemayim. But that's not, that has nothing to do with the issues we're talking about now, because that has to do with Bechira. That's a function of Bechira.
But if there were no Adam in that case, you'd still get Karis, wouldn't
it? Karis would certainly be Dei Shemayim.
So it's still...
Karis would be Dei Shemayim. Karis would certainly be Dei Shemayim. So calling it Bidei Adam does not enter our discussion of Chavis Halvavos and Toisvis, and does a person have the ability to harm himself. He certainly has Bechira to be Mechal Shabbos.
That's how we got into all this, right?
Yeah, no. We got into it because of the Arya Vaganve.
Right, but we got into that because we're trying to...
Yeah, okay, good, but that Bidei Adam is not an issue. It's not at issue. That Bidei Adam is Bidei Adam because of Bechira. Because the Misa there is because he was Mechal Shabbos. So we did our job and we paskin his Mechuyev Misa and we kill him. So as Bidei Adam, we killed him. We were Machadish the Misa, as Hashem told us to. But we did it because he chose to be Mechal Shabbos, which is a function of Bechira. So that doesn't enter the whole discussion, because it's a Bechira-generated Misa. So it's Bidei Adam because we did it to him.
And that's a Bechira according to Tosfos.
Well, according to everybody, the Bechira of Chil Shabbos.
Yes, but that's the section that's been carved out.
Right.
That we have
right.
Bechira.
No, you're changing the nomenclature totally.
What?
He said Misa B'Dadim in the Gemara Pashas, like what the Rav just said. We killed the base and kills the guy.
Let's use definitions. Very important to get the definitions okay. Straight. Bidei Adam means without a Gzeira Shemayim. That's what Bidei Adam means. Everybody holds like this. The definitions are the same, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, no matter what you say, Tzinim U'Pachim. The words Bidei Adam, the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is whether you say Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, whether it means Hakol Bidei Shemayim only Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim, which is also, or whether it means Hakol Bidei Shemayim also Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim, which is only.
But they both agree. Also,
they both agree that Bidei Adam. Let's take a call. Once we have the definitions, it's not going to be fair. Bidei Adam means without a Gzeira Shemayim that it should happen. It's generated from a person. That's what it means. Now, okay, once we have that definition, if I go over to anyone and I say, what's our Bat Mitzvah's Beis Din?
Bidei Adam.
Bidei Adam, because it's not a Gzeira Shemayim. Very good.
So that's,
but isn't
so that's
in
a
addition?
That's not Tzinim U'Pachim.
Isn't it in addition to Bidei Shemayim?
No, the Misa's Bezdin is Bidei Adam.
So it's
right,
not
but
generated by people.
Correct.
Totally.
But if there were no Adam, he's still subject to Karis.
Yeah, we're not
so
talking about
Karis.
We're talking about the Misa's Bezdin. Karis was talking Bidei Shemayim, and only according to the Chunya Ben Akana is there Kumli Bidrabi Bidei by Karis. Because it's Taka Bidei Shemayim. We're talking about when it's Bidei Adam. He wants to talk about the half of the Drasha, which is Misa's Bezdin, Bidei Adam, Oson Bidei Adam, and that's Taka, there's no Gzeira Shemayim. There's no Gzeira Shemayim from the very inception of the Onim. Then we say, then the Gzeira says, so also things that are Bidei Shemayim, is Potem and Atashlumin. Then the Gemara of Shaklam Kari, which is which? Tzina Pachim or Arya Vaganvi? Now you want to look at the Rashba? Ela Epoch, Arya Vaganvi Bidei Shemayim. The Chol She'enu Yochol Lishomer Mimenu Havi Bidei Shemayim. There's nothing you can do to escape Arya Vaganvi. That's in the Zegzera Shemayim. The Tzina Pachim Bidei Yodim Shebe Bechirusu Pshiyosu Hunizu. That sounds like Tosfos. Vaita, the imtaymer of Cain also to be the other minalon, them also yim. I don't know. The Yom Tovim and Kain also the Bidei Adam Minala. The Yom also Yiye Bidei Shemayim Hu. Oh, I see what he's asking. Because the also that the Pasuk's talking about, see, there's a. We're assuming also is a reference. The Gemara seems to be also is a reference to the Bidei Adam also of the Mitzvahs based in. Rashi says maybe Edo talked about it in his sheet. Rishonim. Rashi cheats a little. You should pop the expression. It says the Mishtoi. It's talking about Mitzvahs Bezdin. Now the Rashi chops Rashi and says the word also in the pasuk is not talking about Mitzvahs Bezdin. The Indian is talking about Mitzvahs Bezdin. That's what I mean by Rashi cheats. The Indian is Mishtoi but Mitzvahs Bezdin. But the very word also in the pasuk is talking about the tragedy that occurred. That the woman died because someone hit her. So the Rashba chaps and asks, wait a second, then the Pasuk is also it's talking about Bidei Shemayim. The Pasuk in here also is the woman, someone killed her. Someone killed the woman. And the word, see, Rashi explains the Gemara that Enechanami, we're not defining the word also as being Bidei Shemayim, it's the Inyan. The Indian of that pasuk is talking about Bidei Shemayim. But the Rash Pachach says, wait a second, Asan is Bidei Adam. Asan is Bidei Shemayim. The woman got killed, someone killed her. You're telling me that's Bidei Shemayim. Mishloimar, the Abaye Yalibidam, the Chunyim Ben Akono, Loi Meforish Asan Mamish. This is like Rashi. You know, Rashi. Eladin Asan, Umisus Bez, the Bidei Adam. The Chay Pirish Rashi Zal. That's it, beautiful. See, Rashi, in two words, this is the beauty of Rashi. In two words that Rashi says, really, the Mishtoi, the Mitzvahs Bezdin, three words, or maybe one word, the Mishtoi, that the Pasuk is talking about. The Rashba needs, so to speak, a whole Kasha and Teretz to reach Rashi's conclusion. Rashi feeds us in one word.
Thank you very much for showing us the Rashba. It gives out the beauty of the Rashi. Okay. Now we have to see the Ramba.
I'll be right back with Ramba.
Good break.
Yeah,
The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet Hilchos Deos. He says, "Aguf is bori b'sholem." That's how a person's supposed to be. By the way, that's a very important. That sentence says a lot. Really, just that sentence that the goof. I'm saying something here.
Somebody read to come and were sick and ill.
Whoa. Maybe they didn't eat properly. They didn't sleep properly. They were busy learning. They were moser nefesh. Hoyel v'heyos haguf bori b'sholim midarkei Hashem hu. The Rambam's explaining. He's putting this like as part of halachta bedrochov. You can't really learn Torah if you're not in tip-top shape. You can't be at the top peak form unless your body's in top peak form. Now that's very important because I think it gives us an insight. On one hand, we keep learning Ashar Bitachon, whatever Hashem does, I'm very cool with, right? I'm okay with that. I'm happy. The Bava says not only are you supposed to be accepting of it, but you're supposed to be besimcha, right? And it's really a Gemara that you say Dayanem is besimcha. You accept Hashem's judgment and din besimcha. Because why is it besimcha? Now, yeah, even if you don't have the realization, but you're besimcha just with acceptance. So then, why do you? So then, inevitably the question is, why do you daven to get better? If you're supposed to accept it besimcha, the answer is this Rambam sentence. Really, I feel that's the key, and that's the answer. There's no question when you say you're supposed to be mekabel at besimcha. It doesn't mean that being sick is the same as being healthy. We know that when things are ideal, you're healthy. Right? Like Tevye said, I realize it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. Right? Right? So we know that being poor is not good, and we know, thanks to Tevye, and we know, you know, in the book it was Tevye, the play was Tuvye, or the other way around. I think in the book it was Tuvye, and the play it was Tevye.
Tevye, yeah.
You have to watch out for these girsa changes. We know that to be poor is not good. We know that the person gets nevuah when he's a gibor, it's not good to be chalosh. When he's oshir, it's not good to be anani. When he's smart, it's not good to be not smart. And so on and so forth. When you makabel at besimcha, it means at this moment, at this point in time in your life, this is what's best for you. And there's a reason why it's best for you. Maybe it's going to make you do tshuva. Maybe it's going to make you meet your future wife in the doctor's office when you're waiting for the doctor. Right? Life is a jigsaw puzzle. Hashem is putting together all the pieces. When you're davening to get better, your kavana is, you say, okay, I'm a kabbal what Hashem did to me, and I'm a kabbal it besimcha, but I'm davening to get better. Like, that's enough to give anybody a headache. Right?
But it's got to be in the right context.
So the Teretz is, you're davening to Hashem that whatever He's trying to accomplish through making you sick, He should please accomplish, even if you're healthy. He's trying to... I'm basing what I'm saying on this Rambam. In other words, it's certainly no good to be sick. Maybe you say, what do you need a Rambam for? Look, always good to have a Rambam behind you. Even if you're mekabel what Hashem does besimcha, that Hashem is a tov and a meitiv, and everything He does is for the best, but that's in an imperfect world. It's not perfect to be sick. It might be, the ikka word is objective and subjective. It might be subjectively good, not just maybe, it is subjectively the best thing for you in the world to be sick at this point. But you're asking Hashem, but there's no question that objective good is to be healthy, not to be sick. That's what the Rambam says. Haguf bari v'sholim midarkei Hashem hu. That's like, you're supposed to be strong, and you're supposed to be healthy, and you're supposed to be rich, and you're supposed to be comfortable, and you're supposed to be smart. So you're makabel what Hashem does, that it's subjectively the best thing in the world for you now. And you daven that you should be zocher to the objective good. Because objectively, you want the ideal. It's ideal to be healthy, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's the dynamic. It's good. I mean, I said that when we learned Chovis Halvavos, but now that I see this Rambam sentence, I say, okay, what I wanted to talk about today, we'll start from there tomorrow, is that the Rambam says that most sicknesses comes from people not taking care of themselves.
So that falls under the Bechira section now.
I don't know. He doesn't put it as an Avera. Let's talk about that tomorrow. It seems to me that the Rambam's learning Chutz Mitzinim Upachim is Lav Davka. It means Chutz Mi any illness. Chutz Mi illness. And that's how the Rambam learned Chutz Mi illness. That's what I want to suggest. Again, the fallback position is always to say you are dealing with Bechira because it's an Avera. Because Hashem wants you to, the way we learned the Chovis Halvavos, that Hashem wants you to take care of yourself. So if you don't take care of yourself, you're doing an Aveira. And then the illness that befalls you might very well be an Onish. Right? Well,
so like Miriam's leprosy.
What?